Luke smiled at her thinly. I wouldn't dismiss them quite so quickly. They may not be attractive to your eyes, Vistara, but their culture predates even the Old Republic. You're looking at one of the oldest species in the galaxy.
Hmph,
Vistara said, but Ben noticed that she looked slightly impressed. He, too, had a new respect for the Klaatuanians. They've been in service to the Hutts for over 25,000 years, Luke continued. Ben grimaced and sighed.
You know, Dad, when you told me on Sinkhole Station that you thought I hadn't spent enough time with Hutts and were hoping to correct that, I thought you were joking.
Strange are the ways of the Force, Luke said with mock seriousness. Ben could almost see Vistara's ears prick up at the word Hutts, but she did not ask what they were. Ben hoped she would not get to find out firsthand. The Klaatuanians saw the Hutts as near gods, and the Hutts took advantage of this, Luke continued, returning to his explanation. They tricked the Klaatuanians into signing a treaty that ensured their service for an undefined period of time. Vistara raised a brown eyebrow.
That is quite the feat, she said. These Hutts sound like very clever beings.
Clever? Some of them are, yes, Luke agreed. But most of them are not anyone I'd care to get to know well. Because of this treaty, the Klaatuanians are forced to part with most of their younglings after they reach a certain age. Well-behaved younglings are given good assignments on other worlds, or even permitted to stay with their families on their home world. Disruptive youths receive harsher assignments. Basically, the not-nice word for it is slavery.
Assignments based on merit, Vistara said slowly. I see.
No, not based on merit, Luke corrected a touch sharply. Based on obeisance. That's not the same thing at all.
The Hutts were weakened after the Yuuzhan Vong War, Ben said. They can't possibly enforce this everywhere. Why do the Klaatuanians continue to put up with it?
They are an honorable people, and the treaty is respected, Luke said. Where they serve the Hutts, they are loyal and dependable. There are a few pockets of discontent here and there, but as a whole, they will not rise up against this servitude until and unless the Hutts do something to violate it. Certainly their government would never do such a thing.
But from what you have said, the Hutts are not a stupid species, and they have the advantage here,
Vistara said.
So it would be foolish of them to do anything to damage it. They possibly stand to lose much and gain little. What was their end of the treaty? Just being gods?
Ben asked. Luke held up his hand. Hold on to that thought. He flicked open a channel. This is the Jade Shadow out of Coruscant requesting permission to land, he said, speaking clearly.
Jade Shadow, this is Docking Control Agent Barada Klar, operating out of the capital city of Trima. What is the purpose of your visit here?
The voice was gruff and deep, though the speaker's basic was completely intelligible. We wish to restock our vessel with supplies and to respectfully visit your beautiful fountain. Ben frowned. He caught his father's eye and mouthed,
Fountain?
Ah!
And the voice became much friendlier. And suddenly Ben grinned, clearly now understanding why his father had mentioned it.
The Fountain of the Hutt Ancients. All are more than welcome to behold it. Are you familiar with the rules?
It is my understanding that we are not to approach within 1 kilometer wearing, bearing, or being transported by any contemporary technology, Luke said.
The Fountain of the Hutt Ancients is out of time. We therefore do not sully it by bringing in reminders of the era in which we dwell. Dress simply, leave all technology behind. Approach on foot, and you will see one of the marvels of the galaxy. There is a curfew enforced, 1 standard hour after nightfall. You must be either in your vessel in an established port or within legal boundaries of any city or town you are visiting. The fountain is in the Daryl Kuz Desert, many kilometers away from our capital city of Trima. Please plan your visit accordingly, so that you have sufficient time to return to your vessel or your lodging. Jade Shadow cleared for docking. You may negotiate your hangar with the dockmaster upon arrival.
Thank you. Jade Shadow out. Luke closed the channel.
Nice way to get on his good side, Dad,
Ben said.
But Fountain of the Hutt Ancients? This isn't a Hutt native world. It's a Hutt conquered world.
Apparently the name is a new thing, Luke said. In the database, it's just called the Fountain of the Ancients. It's a natural formation located, as Barada said, in the Daryl Koos Desert. It's supposed to be quite beautiful. Tourists come from all over the galaxy to see it.
Will we have the chance to see it?
Vistara asked. I think you'll be too busy getting us supplies to play tourist, Luke said.
You're not coming with us?
Ben asked. Luke was annoyed at how pleased Ben sounded at getting to wander around unchaperoned with Vistara. The two young people exchanged glances that were clearly not meant to be interpreted as happy, and equally clearly were precisely that. And he was irritated with himself that he was annoyed. I'll be sending Dion Stad along too, but I think I have a few things to discuss with my new allies. Besides, and Luke permitted himself a small smile, I grew up on Tatooine. I think I've emptied enough sand out of my boots to last a lifetime.